Hello, everybody. I'm Pete from Everything's Noise. I'm here with Nick, Maggie, and Robin.
And Luke.
Oh, and Luke. Amazing.
I've just joined. I was having a...
How are you all in? Fantastic. Yeah, not too bad. So,
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name's Pete.
Nice to meet you. I'm Luke.
Nice to meet you, man.
Right. So, yeah, these guys are from PIN. Am I meant to say...
That's the main
pigeon.
No, it's not. Pin is fine.
Pine.
Pin or pine or
pine.
Peen
pine.
Or pigeon.
Yeah.
Any of the Dutch words, which I believe we were in EPFest the other week and they told us to pronounce their pine.
Yeah.
So just pine's fine.
Okay.
Pine's fine.
Cool. Let's clear that up. So guys, is this your first time at ArcTangent?
No, this is year two as Pine.
Of course you did.
And then we did Curses Metal Hands last year. So this, most of us have been here 3 years on the trot now.
Yeah.
But yeah. Second year as Pine, it's gonna be sick.
Yeah.
Way up on the PX3 stage, we're gonna smash it.
Yeah.
Then we're gonna go watch Daughters.
Awesome. Yeah.
It's gonna
be
spooky. It's gonna be intense. It's gonna be lovely.
We're
especially
gonna finish early so that we can go and see Daughters, so that nobody leaves. Yeah, that's the plan.
Awesome. Are you staying the whole weekend?
Yeah. So we're most of us are here all weekend, and then we're playing again with Curses Metal Hands on Saturday. So, yeah, it's going to be a sick one.
You're playing quite early that day, aren't you?
I think it's two-ish.
Okay, yeah.
Could be three, could be four.
So it's an people will be awake.
Yeah, I don't have any interviews that day, so I'm just going to be blasting the whole day. So it's going to be really good by the time I see you guys, which will be great. Guys, Lost, let's talk about that quickly. Like, really well received from a lot of the community. Talk us through it. Where does it come from? Because it's quite bleak. Influences?
It's quite miserable. We spent a lot of time talking about how, you know, we opened it up to a lot of people, that we wanted Pine to be this expansive thing and getting lots of different musicians to play on it. And then the plan for Lost was to have lots of different people who might not necessarily be able to play an instrument still be able to contribute in some way and send in voice clips or poems or little emails and things like that. And that kind of snowballed into this incredibly miserable collection of deeply personal stuff.
Yeah.
That it's wild that anybody was even willing to open up and say all these quite dark things.
A lot of people did. Surprisingly.
A lot of people. Yeah. So then poor Joe, who also mixed the album, had to sift through hours and hours of horrible stuff and listen to that on repeat. So I think that was quite tricky for him. But no, it's good. I think there's a lot, we're not horribly miserable people, but there's a lot of misery in everybody's life. Everybody experiences loss in some way or another. And we just wanted to put that into music, really.
And where do you guys' influences come from? From each band member, who's your favourite artist?
I think the main artist, I would say, some people would say we rip them off, and some people I would say that I just really like them. Big fan of Russian Circles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Try and get a lot of the Russian Circles and stuff in there.
I feel a lot of that.
My influence, and we actually ended, it was my first gig playing with Pine in Utrecht, is a female cellist called Helen Money. That's a stage name. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I listened to her for a couple of years, and then they were like, come over to Europe, play a gig. And they were like, oh yeah, we're supporting Helen Money. And I nearly shit myself. For me,
we should say also, this is Robin's very first show with Pine.
Oh, fantastic.
Hello.
So while she didn't play on Lost, who's your favourite artist?
What artist? I come from a really different background, musically. I classical for years, jazz.
Vampire Weekend.
Everything
she
they
did.
Know.
She taught Vampire Weekend, music theory.
Fantastic.
I had one class with Ezra, that's it.
Which is good enough, so basically we taught them everything.
That's the headline. Weekend, how to play music.
No. But I'm an indie musician myself, and I've sort of, I think you guys were looking for a violinist. I'm in the neighborhood, my name got passed around, I just moved to Manchester.
Yeah.
And I'm dipping my toes into this genre that I never have before, and it's fucking fun as hell. So
It's all the better for it.
Yeah. So, I guess your favorite artist would be.
Right now, I'm obsessed with Julie Jacklin, Angel Olsen, and going back, like female artists like Broadcast and stuff like that, or like Magnetic Fields, like weird stuff from like.
Steve.
Yeah. Good guy. Exactly. Yeah. Like quirky, weird indie stuff, and from like Brooklyn and around the neighborhood. And Chairlift for a bit of cheeky fun. Love Chairlift. She's incredible.
Finally.
I'm going to echo Nick with the Russian Circles thing. I think that's we all collectively like love them guys. But also, I think if you sat in like our van with us when we're touring down, we listen to all sorts, you know, anything. So
yes.
We're a really mixed bag of what we like as such. So I don't think you can pin anything as such to our taste.
Feel like you guys just pull in from a lot of different influences.
Yeah, but beyond that, I think in our personal lives at least, we listen to all sorts, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Modulation playlist.
Yeah,
this is kind of what we do. Everything. Sometimes we just listen to everything. Now we used to be like focused on metal, and now it's just like fucking everything.
Yeah,
indie pop,
that's the best way to be, though.
So this is it.
Different moods, different music.
Prince.
Yeah. I grew up listening to nothing but Prince.
Awesome guys. So what's next? Are we looking at a new album coming soon, or a tour, or?
So the next thing for us after ArcTangent, we have a big tour with our friends in Blanket. We're touring around the UK with them in October, November. So that's going to be one of the big ones. They're like an amazing kind of post-rock band. We're really happy to have those guys taking us out. And then, yeah, the plan is write more material, whether that comes out in the form of an album or a single or an EP, or we don't know.
Yeah.
Write more stuff, and pretty early days at the moment.
Yeah. When I was speaking to Matt from the PR guy, he said like your members sort of like revolve and you change around a lot. Is that something which you like quite enjoy, like bringing in new talent?
Absolutely.
And, like, trying out different new sounds.
So I guess the new stuff, whatever the next thing is, we'll only have a few of the people that played on Loss play on that, and there will be new people. We've got Robin joining us now, so that's always makes it fun. It stops it being boring, and it makes it something different, I guess. It'll sound totally different, and everybody that liked Loss is going to hate whatever we do next.
That's partly it, though.
Can't wait to disappoint everybody.
Yeah. Just got to push it. Well, guys, thank you very much for having me. It's been a real pleasure, and really looking forward to your set tonight.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Thank you.